Article title, My MS Pain is Gone. Richard Humphreys has plans to play in the 2009 Deep South 4-Ball Golf Tournament. 17 months ago, Humphreys, a 54-year-old Alexandria native who lives in Fort Worth, Texas, was bedridden and suffering from excruciating pain with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. "Very few people know this," he said, "but I pray to die every day and night, for the pain was off the charts. He night after the second injection, I started to feel better and the fog had lifted. The time was midnight, and I had not been able to stay up that late in some time. The pain was gone." In February, Humphreys underwent another experimental stem cell treatment to regrow inner ear nerve hairs. It not only improved his hearing but helped him tolerate heat, which can be a problem for people with MST. "An amazing recovery," Isham said. Dr. Tom Isham of San Diego, a scientist, was with him in Washington, D.C. and spent 3 days with him, and I was, honestly, bona fide flabbergasted. "It's one thing to read about recoveries like this, but to see it firsthand, I hate to say miracle, but it was absolutely something very, very stunning. Usually when we develop new treatments, we see results with some impact, but I've never seen this kind of stunning impact. It literally shocked me. Another adult stem cell miracle." Congrats to Richard and Laura Humphreys for having the sight and the gumption to pursue non-conventional treatments. But, is it truly a miracle? Let's see. Miracle 1, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. 2, an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing, or accomplishment. Nope. Definitely not a miracle. These kind of success stories of the improvement of so-called incurable diseases are happening every day, all over the world, with repair stem cells, except in the United States of America. Richard, Laura, thanks for helping to blaze the trail and getting the word out. I wish you continued health and hope your efforts and words inspire many, many people to follow your example. David Granovsky.